Well, there once was a woman I loved, and she lived in a house where the window looked out on the Williamsburg Bridge. And once she was beautiful, then she got fat, and her husband left town with a White Castle waitress and all of the money they had. And he left her to get along all on her own, with no talents, no skills, and a 10-year-old kid. So she wept for an hour or two, then applied for a job in a factory and hired a lady of late middle age to take care of young Charlie, her son. And she went on riding her bicycle backwards and forwards at 6 in the morning and 7 at night. Well, the lady she hired to take care of Charlie from when he left school until she returned home, she discovered to be an insatiable pervert who dug little boys, introduced them to evil and sin. So she turned the old cocksucker in, and I met her one evening while riding my bicycle over the Williamsburg Bridge. And I loved her. And she loved me. I became little Charlie's new masculine image and took him on Saturdays off to the child guidance clinic downtown, where they tried to convince him he didn't like ladies of late middle age with perverted desires for 10-year-old boys. And we went on riding our bicycles backwards and forwards and over the Williamsburg Bridge. Why, don't remember just how, but we parted. There's a bridge out in Pittsburgh that leads to nowhere, and the folks out in Pittsburgh all know that it's there. A convenience to suicides, fine for infanticides, fair in the eyes of the evening. What's in it for me? I've nothing to lose. The woman I love may be riding her bicycle over the Williamsburg Bridge at this very moment, that it doesn't mean a thing. It's nothing to me. Well, I'd ride my bicycle into the sea. I'd ride my bicycle into the sea. I'd ride my bicycle into the warm and the welcoming sea. I'd ride my bicycle into the sea and the welcoming warm. I'd ride my bicycle into the warm and the welcoming sea. But I